أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين. Previously we read that how Shaitan had beguiled Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and took false promises and told him that if he eats of the forbidden fruit, he will remain in Jannat forever and he will have the closeness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Also, he took qasam of Allah ta'ala, and Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, knowing Allah, the love of Allah which was so great in him, and he could not ever understand and accept that somebody can take a false oath, false qasam on the name of Allah Ta'ala. So in that love of Allah Ta'ala, when Shaitan took the name of Allah, Adam alayhi salatu wa salam thought he is my well-wisher and what he's telling me is right. So then Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Hawa alayhi salam, they partook of that forbidden fruit. And consequently, فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ پھر نکالا ان کو اس عزت اور راحت کے جس میں تھے. Then Allah Ta'ala, now because of this error that they had made and ate of the thing what Allah had forbidden them from eating, Allah Ta'ala took them out of Jannat, from that where they were in. They were living a life of great, great comfort and enjoyment. Everything was ready found. They did not have to do anything whatsoever, and they were just all the time in the enjoyments of Jannat, and more than that, in the presence of Allah. And the enjoyment of being in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, they well knew, and they had enjoyed it very, very greatly. But now Allah Ta'ala took them out from there because of this prohibition that they had violated, and they partook of that fruit. From here we also learn that we will be also in comfort and ease as long as we live, as long as we observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. When we start breaking the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah takes us out of the life of comfort and ease and puts us into a life of difficulties and hardships. And here Allah Ta'ala used the pronoun which is of the dual, فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا. The two of them, Allah Ta'ala took them out, and because it was Adam alayhi salam and Hawa. In front Allah Ta'ala says, وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. That اهْبِطُوا is the plural in Arabic, and Allah referred, whereas there were only two. And according to Arabic grammar, there is a different pronoun for two, and for the plural is after two. The reason why the plural was used here, because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is the father of all of mankind, and Hawa alayhi salam is the mother of all of mankind. And consequently, the whole of mankind now was put into this world. Therefore, the plural is used here, and many other places Allah has used the dual, where He refers to them directly, just the two of them, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. And Allah said, وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. اور ہم نے کہا کہ تم سب اترو, تم ایک دوسرے کے دشمن ہوں گے. That now both of you go down, all of you, into the world now. And you will there live in the world as enemies of one another also. That is, Allah has put the qualities of shahwiya, that is lust and love within a person, and also ghadabiya, anger and revenge. And when these are not controlled and are not in the right direction, then in this world there is bloodshed, there is fighting, there is killing, there is havoc that carries on in the world, which we are unfortunately witnessing now. On the other hand, if these are guided right, and then even in this world, Allah will give a life of Jannat, as Allah has explained in many other ayat. When we observe the commandments of Allah, we live according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, then though the world can be in havoc, Allah will give us a life of peace and comfort. So yeah, in this world, Allah Ta'ala says generally when we don't control, we don't make islah of our nafs and don't direct it in the right way, then we will be enemies of one another. So much so, unfortunately, we find husband and wife are enemies of one another. Parents and children, neighbors, in our neighborhood, in the whole world, we find this enmity and hatred for one another. And further, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرُّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. اور تمہارے واسطے زمین میں ٹھکانا ہے اور نفع اٹھانا ہے ایک وقت تک. And in this world you will be staying, it is your mustaqar, that is your temporary abode. You are not here forever, and you will benefit outwardly, superficially, and that also for a limited time. The real benefit is of akhirat and preparation of akhirat. Dunya's all benefits is temporary and it is only in this world. And when a person really analyzes it, all the benefits of dunya, whether it be a beautiful mansion, house, car, whatever sprawling gardens and lawns, whatever the things of this world, it is all just superficial. In reality, it is not there. The real enjoyment is not outside of a person, but is inside a person. When a person finds peace of mind, contentment of heart within himself, even if he is living in a tent shanty, that person has got real peace of mind and enjoyment. And a person living in a beautiful mansion with all the things of this world around him, but in his heart he hasn't got peace of, he hasn't got contentment of heart, peace of mind, that person is in great difficulties and problems. So in this world, Allah said, generally, this is just a world of a temporary abode and just for some superficial benefit. So remember that, O Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam, and their progeny, O the children of Adam, that in this world we are just temporary, and that also, not just to be here, but to prepare for the akhirat. That is why we are here. Our time is not to make our dunya and to build our bank balances and our investments, etc., but we are here to prepare for the akhirat, which is our eternal and everlasting abode. So here, where Allah Ta'ala explains about Adam alayhi salam, it is a great lesson for us also to take, that we are all in this world and we are here for a short while, and we are here to prepare for the akhirat and not just to make up our dunya and just be worried about our dunya and our akhirat for ourselves also, and for the whole of mankind as well. For the Muslims first, that we should be concerned how our family, all the people also, can prepare for akhirat, and the whole of mankind also. May Allah Ta'ala give us this understanding and guide us towards righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.